This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. There's the banjo music that wakes you up and starts us off here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors for the most part. There's some other times we get into some other subjects that, well, kind of relate or sometimes don't, but that's okay. Well, you're welcome to give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680. A lot of people don't know that this show is live. Yep. I'm sitting right here behind the microphone right now in real time waiting to take your phone call. You know, so that's why we open the phone lines up to 410-WCBM-680, which is our phone number, 410-922-6680, or 1-800 if you're outside the local Baltimore area, if you're on the Eastern Shore, Pennsylvania, Western Maryland, outside the local, oh, I don't know, what do we call it, I just call it the dialing area. What's region? You know, if you're outside the local metro, I guess that's a word for what I'm looking for. It's 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. We pay for the phone call. Well, I don't personally, nor does Brian Farlow, our producer, but somebody does. So, you know, get a free call. Why not? That's where we are. Do I sound a little tired this morning? I probably am. We are diligently working on the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Great book this year. Good input. Good editorial copy, so to speak. A lot of contributors, and we appreciate it. And we got a few pictures. We got a few, you know, articles, and most importantly, we have a lot of resources for where you can get your crab-related stuff. So that's what we're working on. Next couple of weeks, that'll be out on the street. If you have any crab pictures, eating crabs, catching crabs, holding up crabs, anything that has to do with Maryland crabs, we're more than glad to put your picture in there. We did get a couple of photos through email after I asked for them with no details. If you send us a picture of a youngster, we need parental permission on the email. And, if you want your picture in the magazine, and we've said this before, pictures that we use, everybody's name goes into a hat and we do a random drawing. We pick the, winner, and I don't pick it, but somebody in the crew picks it. And, somebody's going to get a big dozen of hot steamed crabs from a local crab eatery if we use the picture and you win. So there you go. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. The email address to send the crab pictures or to contact me during the course of the show, and I'll try to answer them, at least I'll read them while we're here, is Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com, ellisoutdoors.com. So, and see, it's at this point where you pick the phone up and you start to dial. And then we answer the phone call and you and I have a conversation about, you know, your fishing adventure, your anything you'd like to know as far as questions, or you tell us a story. And we're more than glad to answer those stories. So I'm very involved in the outdoor world, fishing, hunting, great outdoors, like I said. And I heard an interesting theory on crabs the other day. I was in Chrisfield and talking to one of the wholesalers, and the guy said, we've been talking about what happened to the crabs from one year to the next, from 2012 to 2013, why there was such a significant drop in the number of crabs. And the conclusion that was drawn by the hardcore watermen and commercial guys that are out there was that when the Hurricane Sandy came through, right in October, just as the little crabs were starting to get their legs under them, so to speak. You know, a female crab is bred once, but can spawn, drop her eggs several times, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and some people say more. So the sponge crab, that sponge can develop and hatch and develop and hatch and develop and hatch. So one female's capable of producing multiple spawns of tiny crabs after breeding once with the male crab. So what they were saying was, you know, this storm was timely when it came through in flushing the little crabs out of the bay, you know, blowing them out of all the tributaries with all the high water, all the fresh water, all the, when I say fresh water, I mean the salinity was so low, and the crabs were not only caught up in the flow, but also propelled out of the bay because of the salinity, the influx of fresh water. I don't know if that makes sense or not. You know, I don't know what happened to the crab market after Agnes, for example. So, in questioning, you know, folks in the crab business about that, you know, their eyebrows kind of go up and they go, huh, makes sense. So, what seems to have happened, and I've heard this in the past, is that those crabs are blown out of the end of the bay. They get out into the ocean. They get into the ocean currents. They float because they're so tiny. They float. And wherever they wind up, they wind up. We have a tremendous crab market right now, crab increase in North Carolina. So did our little bay crabs float down through the Gulf Stream to North Carolina? Well, who knows? I don't know. Do you know? Someone else also told me, they said, you know, how do we know what's going on? Everything's underwater. You know, there's nobody spending any time down there, any amount of time down there, watching things hour to hour, day to day. And that makes sense, too. We only know what we can dredge up off the bottom and what we see when we go down there for a brief amount of time. So let's see what Wes in Baltimore has to say. Good morning, Wes. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I wanted to find out if there's good online fishing reports for the bay. You know, because I've gone to the DNR, and their fishing report's gotten so generic, I could write it in my sleep.
Yeah, I do. My advice is always to call your local tackle shop, you know, the guys that are on the bay.
Okay.
You know, if you're gonna fish the upper bay, then call people that have their finger on the pulse of the upper bay. They see dozens of people coming through the door telling them what's going on. And that's where they get their reports from, you know, witnesses, and people that are out there. Anecdotal, yes. There's no way to predict from one day to the next where the fish are gonna be. But
sure.
They can certainly say what's happening and you know, what the trend is for the week and, you know, get out there in the popular spots and do what you got to do. You know, right now the spotter's starting to come on, the white perch are coming on, so we know that, you know, if you can live line, you could probably do, you know, as well as you can trolling. If you don't like chumming, you can, and you don't like trolling, you can get a little more action by live lining. So, you know, the popular spots are the popular spots because they're productive.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, anyway. We're going to go down to the Southern Bay.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know any tackle shops off the top of our head.
Yeah.
Where could we maybe find names of, tackle shops down in that area?
Well, if you're looking online, I mean, I would just Google something like fishing in Southern Maryland or fishing at Solomon's or fishing at Point Lookout or fishing at, you know, and you'll get those type. Whatever region you're going to, you'll get those types of things. Where are you going?
Great.
Where are you going?
Well, we were going to go out of, like, Patuxent. Down by the Calvert Cliffs area.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you've got Rod and Reel down there. You can always call the folks at the Rod and Reel dock. You can always call
Chesapeake Beach.
Yeah, you can always call Tyler's Tackle Shop. You can, if you're going further down, you can call the Tackle Box in Lexington Park. You know, there's you know, there's just any number of places you can call for references.
Okay.
You know? Are you going with a charter boat or are you going private boat?
No, we got our own boat. We were just going to go out, but
sure.
We haven't been down there in, I don't know, 10 years probably.
Right.
But we were just, you know, like, we said, let's check out some of our old haunts. We've been fishing lately up around the Bay Bridge area.
Yeah, how you been doing?
Oh, we've done fair, you know. I mean,
sure.
We've caught our share.
Well, there you go.
The boys are growing up and they're having a lot of fun.
Well, that's the main thing right there. That is the main thing right there. So, but Wes, yeah, look, I mean, that's what I always do when I go into the local area. If I'm staying somewhere, I try to make a point to go to one of the tackle shops. But if I'm headed there for a day trip a couple of days ahead of time, I'll call them up and say, you know, what are they biting on? What's the best bait? What colors are they using? You know, that type of thing. So, and then if I'm in the area,
coffee.
Yeah, if I'm in the area, like, you know, we used to tautog and flounder and sea trout fish out of Cape May and out of Delaware Bay and that type of thing. And you know, there's one particular tackle shop or two particular tackle shops that I'd go to when I was in those areas. And I'd say, okay, what are the trout biting? You know, how many you got? What color? Let me see them. Okay, give me two of them. You know, that type of thing. And the guy appreciates that you're not just, you know, bending his arm for advice. You're actually... you know, buying something from them. So.
Yeah, you got to support your local tackle shop.
Exactly.
Sure.
I've always done that. So, well, I don't know if that was a good enough tip for you or not, Wes.
No, that was great, Alan.
That's what I really do.
Appreciated it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Didn't know whether there's anything online that you can get.
There is some stuff out there. You know, I heard from one guy that, you know, he calls me up. Wants to pick my brain about how to do a fishing report. Then he sends me an email. What's it cost to advertise on your show? And, you know, I get on his website, and it's not bad, but, you know, it's – and I don't know what his purpose is for doing it, but I don't know if he's trying to, you know, trying to do something or what he's trying to do. But, you know, I'm sure if you search Chesapeake Bay Fishing Report, let's see what you come up with. Wes?
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Bye now.
See you, buddy. Thank you. Linda, good morning. How are you? Hello, Linda.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. What's up?
I got a five-year-old that is dying to go fishing.
Sure.
And I've never been fishing. I have no idea what to do to take him fishing.
Okay.
And if you could just point me in the right direction. I mean, I don't mind going. I just don't know what to do.
Sure. Okay. I got you. You're in White Marsh.
Yeah.
You got a number of tackle shops over there.
Okay.
You got Trophy Care in Essex. You've got Bowley's Bait and Tackle out there on Eastern Boulevard and Bowley's Corner.
Okay.
Bowley's Corner. You can go to those tackle shops and you can take your five-year-old with you and you say, I want to take him fishing. Oh, you got Intercoastal Marine right there too. So, again, same advice. Go to the local tackle shop that knows where all the hot spots are and knows how to fish them.
I know it sounds stupid, but do I need a license to take them fishing?
He does not need a license. Now, here's something. Today, and I'll announce this out, the first two Saturdays in June and the 4th of July are all free fishing days. So the answer is yes. If you're going to participate in the sport of fishing, you need a license.
Okay.
All right. But he doesn't. You don't need a kid doesn't need a license until he turns 16. So,
would I get that at the tackle shop?
Yes, you would for the most part. What I would recommend would be if somebody recommends. You said 5 year old. You didn't say boy or girl.
He'll be 5 in July 1st.
Okay. All right. So if somebody recommends a Batman rod and reel or one of those little low-end rod and reels, that's fine if you want to take them out and catch bluegills in a local pond somewhere.
Okay.
But I would recommend just taking the next step up as far as tackle is concerned. Buy him some tackle that he can handle, but that's – maybe tackle for an 8-year-old. Believe me, he'll adapt. He'll adapt. But what I don't want to see happen is, you know, you have problems with the rod and the reel, and all of a sudden it turns into a bad experience, and they can't operate it, and it's, you know, it's terrible.
Okay.
So just you know, go for instead of the $11 rod and reel, go for the $15 rod and reel.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And for myself, what do you suggest?
For you, if you get a real good tackle shop and have them explain the differences between what I call a spinning reel, which is an open face reel that you can see the line on, and a closed faced reel, which is a little easier to cast, but if you have a problem with it, everything's on the inside of the reel, and that requires the cap coming off and, you know, working with tangles inside that, and, you know, so I would suggest personally open face spinning reel where you can see the line. Might be a little more difficult at first to operate, but once you get the hang of it, it's far, far better off than you know, one of those inexpensive push-button rods and reels that, again, you're going to be disappointed with.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
now,
thank
you
very much.
Now,
and they'll help me to know how to operate those.
Yes, they will. Now, as far as fishing places, locations, and places for kids, recommend the department DNR website, which is www.dnr.maryland.gov, and go to the fisheries page, and there you will see the Youth Anglers Club.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you can enroll your son in the Youth Anglers Club, and he'll get a patch and, you know, that type of thing. And you can also see the list of fishing derbies, you know, the public events where you can go to a local pond, and there's supervision, and there's other kids, and there's other parents, and that type of thing.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
That's great. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish, tagged this week, worth $10,000 or more, is swimming in the Chesapeake just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but even they're worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag and call the number on the tag, you might just have captured a $10,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details. That's G-O-V. For all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and Citation Fish Program, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray on Bedliners.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, don't forget about Chesapeake Outdoors on Maryland's Eastern Shore. When you cross the Bay Bridge, not far is Exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Boy, there's lots of stuff going on in their parking lot at Chesapeake Outdoors. And not only that, inside, you want to stop in for the largest selection of hunting, fishing, and crabbing supplies on Ken Island. They've got everything you need for crabbing and fishing, rods and reels and tackle. They'll wind new line on your reel. They've got a huge selection of live and frozen bait and tackle for any type of fishing, whether it's Chesapeake Bay or tidal rivers or freshwater. They've got it all right there. And don't forget, if you're getting ready for bow season coming up soon, well, they carry Barnett and Parker crossbows. They carry Mission crossbows. They carry Parker compound bows, Matthews compound bows. Well, you name it, they've got it when it comes to archery. Custom arrows, they'll set your bow up, put all the accessories on. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, 39B on Ken Island. Now, that phone number is 410-604-2500. Don't forget, their friendly and courteous staff will help you in anything you need for fishing or hunting. They'll take care of you. Now, also on the parking lot is that big blue and white tent. Well, there's beachwear, there's shorts, there's all kinds of casual clothing at the tent sale for inexpensive. Purchases. You're talking stuff from $5 and $10 for shorts and t-shirts and beachwear and swimsuits. You know, all kinds of stuff. So make sure you stop by the tent sale too while you're there on the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Route 50 East on Kent Island, Maryland.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
All right, we're back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your phone calls to make the show move along, and we'll just talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's not all about me. It's all about you. That's why we're here. Exactly why we're here. So, all right. I mentioned that Diamond Jim is on the loose. Diamond Jim was tagged. A bunch of Diamond Jims were tagged this week. This challenge is in its 10th year. Isn't that interesting? Here's what happened. The hunt is on. The Diamond Jim component of the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge kicked off today when DNR biologists and members of the Youth Fishing Club, Maryland Youth Fishing Club, caught, tagged, and released the first round of striped bass into the Chesapeake Bay. One of those tagged fish is the official Diamond Jim, worth $10,000 to the angler who catches it before midnight, June 30th, 2014. The other tagged imposter rockfish are worth at least $500 if caught and registered before midnight on Labor Day, September 1st, 2014. Over the summer, hundreds of imposters and one genuine giant diamond jim will be pursued by anglers each month. That diamond jim goes uncaught, the reward increases from $10,000 in June to $20,000 in July to $25,000 in August. And with a $25,000 guaranteed payout, if diamond jim is not caught by midnight on Labor Day, the cash will be split equally among those who catch imposters. So, the challenge, Maryland Fishing Challenge, is in its 10th year. It showcases Maryland as a premier sport fishing destination with accessible, affordable, diverse, and high-quality opportunities for anglers of all ages. Anyone who catches and registers a Maryland Angler Award-eligible sport fish will receive a certificate of achievement and free passes to the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale, which will take place on in conjunction with the 2014 Maryland Seafood Festival at Sandy Point State Park. This is different. On Sunday, September 7th. There, these anglers will have the chance to win great prizes, including a boat, trailer, and motor package from Tracker Marine, a tropical vacation package from the World Fishing Network, tackle packages from Bill's Outdoor Center, that's at Deep Creek Lake and Bass Pro Shops, and a collection event T-shirt from Under Armour. So there you go. Good stuff going on with the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And, of course, we promote it here, and we talk about where to get more information, www.dnr.maryland.gov. I was interested to see the Natural Resources Police blotter. Natural Resources Police. A lot of incidents. One, two, three, four, five, six incidences there that they reported. Pretty much from the Memorial Day weekend and moving, you know, forward. How do I present this to you? Maryland Natural Resources Police charged 10 people during the past week with offenses ranging from assault to drug possession on state lands. In Allegheny County, a Flintstone man was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol on May 31st in Green Ridge State Forest. In Garrett County, four Washington, D.C. residents were charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia at the Swallow Falls State Park campground. In Garrett County, officers charged a Baltimore man with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia on May 24th in Potomac Garrett State Forest. In Washington County, a Clear Spring man was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol on May 24th after an officer saw a vehicle stop in the middle of the road and then drive into a farm field. In Washington County, officers arrested a Prince George's County man on second-degree assault charges on Sunday after he struck a woman at Greenbrier State Park. In Washington County, two Hagerstown men were arrested on May 28th along the banks of Potomac River and charged with possession of heroin. In the entire Memorial Day weekend, through this past week, there's not one report of fishing violations or hunting violations from the Natural Resources Police. I just find it interesting. How do you find it? 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680. Keep in mind, all these violations were found on state parks. Hey, that's just me. Just tossing it out there. You know, nobody charged with illegal fishing over the bag limit. Nobody charged with any hunting violations at all, safety violations, or anything like that. So I'm just saying what they're sending out. That's all. Let's talk about the turkey harvest. Okay, Brian. Trying to think of a topic that would inspire people to call today. How about gun safety? I'm shooting down at Pintail Point today with in the Outback charity shoot. My buddy Dave Levitt is the team captain, and he invited me to shoot. So we did last year and had a great time. And he's – what's that? Yeah, I was the last pick. Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, we'll take Alan. You know, one of those. So, good morning, guys. I know they're on their way listening. You know, what do I point the gun at? Yeah. But anyway, we had a lot of fun last year, so we're going to want to go again this year. One of the guys is a surgeon. Yeah. Showed me a picture of a young man. I believe he was 26 years old, decided one day that he was going to have a few beers. And he was bored. So he decided to take his 44 Magnum down in the basement and do some quick draw stuff and, you know, do the twirl thing, you know, like the trick shooters do. You look like this isn't going to end well, Brian. Well, he forgot to check to see if the gun was loaded. And the gun went off, and the front of his knee flew across the room. It's not funny. I'm sure he was in a lot of pain. And Jack got the job when the young man arrived at the emergency room. Yeah, had one of the other trauma surgeons was an Iraqi Afghanistan vet, you know, had served time on the battlefield, and he said, "Hey, Jack, I'm pretty backed up here. Can you take this one?" Yeah, the guy did a pretty horrible job on his knee. Took out the one of the ligaments and knocked the front of his kneecap off. And it actually looked worse than it actually was. Jack stitched him up, rehabbed him, and the guy's doing okay. But that's going to leave a mark. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. So, I mean, this is radio, but imagine the close-up photo. Yeah, it was not pleasant. I mean, the guy's screaming and, you know, in pain, and it's him and his mother in the house, you know. The mother comes down, "What's wrong?" You know, she heard the shot. I guess it was frenetic, to say the least, there for a few minutes in the house. Can you imagine using a 44 Magnum to do a quick draw and a, you know, twirl it by the trigger, forgetting to check and see if it's loaded? Had to have the hammer back too, didn't he? I'm guessing he did. Do not drink and twirl your firearm. If you got a drink, just stay away from your firearm. Not even if they're loaded or not. Just stay away from them. Leave them in the case. Lock them in the closet. Do something with them. But don't do that. I don't care how bored you are. Turn the TV on. You know, go for a walk. Something. Yeah. That was right before dinner last night. That was fun. Anyway, and thanks, Dave, for cooking a great great dinner, too, by the way. All right. We did have some wild turkey. We had some wild turkey. It was pretty good. And Dave did a great job on grilling the wild turkey. So hunters reported – hello, phone call. Oh, no, false alarm. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hunters reported harvesting a total of 325 wild turkeys during the 2014 spring turkey season that ended on May 23rd. This year's harvest was close to the 2013 record-setting harvest of 3344. and well above the average of the 10-year average of 2982. High turkey populations and good weather likely contributed to the excellent harvest. Turkey numbers are on the rise in many counties, such as Carroll, Kent, Queen Anne's, and St. Mary's. In addition, pleasant weather throughout the state during most of the season likely increased hunter participation and helped them locate and call in cooperative gobblers. Garrett County is the highest harvest again this year with 383 turkeys, followed by Washington County with 343. Rounding out the top five were Allegheny with 258, Charles with 254, and Dorchester with 239. Youth hunters took advantage of the special junior turkey hunt and reported taking 165 turkeys. The junior hunt was open statewide on Saturday, April 12th, and in select counties on Sunday, April 13th. Turkey hunters were able to hunt on Sundays in seven counties again this spring. Sunday turkey hunting was limited to certain dates in Allegheny and Garrett, but was permitted throughout the season in Calvert, Caroline, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's. A total of 159 turkeys were harvested on Sundays. And if you have any questions about your county, well, we'll be more than glad to share those with you. But congratulations to all the successful turkey hunters. Guess what? The guys that shoot sporting clays and shotgun sports, trap and skeet and so forth, the 725 Satori from Browning is now available in 20-gauge. Now available. And it's available at Clyde Sports Shop. I believe they've sold one and have one in stock. If you're looking for a great over and under shotgun, it's the perfect blend of beauty and performance. That's the 725 Satori Sporting Model. It comes with five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones, and the 725 Field Model is also available. Now, that's just for the shooting sports. If you're looking to invest in a new firearm for waterfowl season this year, I would recommend a couple things from Browning and from Clyde Sports Shop. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It has a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. It's also available in camo, black synthetic, and, of course, blue and wood in 12-gauge. The BPS pump. Available in anything from 410 through 10-gauge. The BPS pump has bottom ejection. You can get it with the DuraTouch Armor Coating and Mossy Up Broke Up Infinity. Comes with three Invector Plus choke tubes for your selection of any type of close or far waterfowl shooting. If you're pass shooting, that's one thing. If you're decoy shooting, that's another thing. And the chokes help you adapt to your hunting situation. And then, of course, there's the Maxxis, an autoloader, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil, also available in camo, which is Mossy Oak Duck Blind, which is one of my favorite camos. Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning hunting headquarters. Full selection of Browning guns, gunsmithing, scope mounting, and anything you need for hunting and fishing in the great outdoors at Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108 is their phone number, 410-242-6108. Their address is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They've been there since 1957. They know what they're doing, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The website is clydesports.com. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, now on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his bones, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trout line and crabs, tonguing oysters and working the beef. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man.
Talk about the water man. That's right. I'll tell you what. The last 3 years of my life have been a very, very interesting learning curve for me when it comes to seafood and how things are done. I get to deal with folks right at the dock. I get to deal with the wholesalers and the retailers and the restaurants, and I get to learn the business, you know, inside out and upside down. And I don't know everything. I mean, I haven't been doing it for as long as some of these people, generations are concerned, you know. But I'm getting to know the families in Southern Maryland. I'm getting to know the families on the Eastern Shore, you know. And it's a very fascinating business, and I have the opportunity to interact with a lot of people that most people don't. So we're just enjoying what we're doing. Maryland Loves Crabs, another great publication coming out here soon. I'll let you know when it hits the street. Right now we've got the Maryland Hunting Quarterly out. That's our summer issue. And we invite you to look at that online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. That's all spelled out. Or you can pick it up at your local retailer. I know Clyde still has some down there. But we've got a number of articles in there about things that concern hunters and fishermen. The biggest challenge facing us right now, you know, I talked about youth Turkey Day and a couple of counties where Sunday hunting is available to youth hunters. I talked about what was it, 159 turkeys or something like that taken on the limited amount of Sundays we have to hunt turkeys here in Maryland. And it is a it is an opportunity. You're going to hear me talk. I'm warning you right now. You're going to hear me talk about Sunday hunting. Okay. And the reason you're going to hear me talk about Sunday hunting is because for some reason the Maryland Horse Council has decided that they want to end it. They want to move to repeal all Sunday hunting in Maryland. They've hired a lobbyist to help them do so. So we're taking a look at all the activities that hunters are involved in as far as Sunday hunting is concerned. And we're forming the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I just got an agreement from another board member yesterday. We're working on putting the board together. The accountant has the paperwork, the bylaws, and the articles of incorporation. We're tweaking those. The board's coming together. The support from the hunting community is wonderful. We actually got a little teaser on the Quality Deer Management Association newsletter that went out to, you know, the Maryland members. So if you got that, you know, you can talk to me here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You can get in touch with me by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We got a number of folks that sent their email addresses in. We've got some calls and emails of support. We're trying to bring together the entire hunting community, and it's starting to work. I got a call from the Maryland Trappers Association, unsolicited call the other day, offering their support. We're meeting with the coalition of sportsmen's clubs for the five western counties coming up here in a couple weeks. So things are moving and grooving, and we're appreciating all the support. But the reason we're getting so much support is because hunters, ethical, mature hunters for the most part, people who are involved in hunting and have been for a while, understand that our recreational opportunities are under attack. We've made so many gains as far as Sunday hunting in the last 10 years. It's been great. We're not there yet. But if you'd like to read that perspective on Sunday hunting, just go ahead and you can go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com and read the entire article right there online, or you can pick up a copy and you'll have a copy of your house at your house. And we outline all the counties that have Sunday hunting, that offer Sunday hunting. We talk about the bills that were passed and the bills that were rejected this season. So you can take a look at that, and we appreciate it. Let's talk to Joe in Abington. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. How are things in Abington? That good.
Right.
Okay.
I've got a question for you in regards to the Fishing in Maryland Challenge.
Yes.
I know you're not a lawyer, but maybe you could clarify something for me.
Okay.
In March of this year, I caught a large smallmouth bass.
Yep.
Up on Susquehanna.
Yep.
22 inches long, and the citation size, according to the rule book, is 21 inches.
Right.
Never gotten into it before, so I took a picture, laid it fish down with the ruler,
yep,
everything you said. Took it to Bass Pro Shop to register it.
Yeah.
Bass Pro Shop told me that because it was a closed season,
right,
I was not allowed to enter. But in the rule book, it says catch and release is permitted.
Right.
Would I still be eligible for...
You know, that's a good question. And I'm pretty sure that I've asked it, and I'm pretty sure that Bass Pro was correct because during the closed season, the fish doesn't qualify for a record or anything else. It doesn't so I would assume it would not qualify for the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
But I was going to enter it as a catch and release.
I understand that part. Catch and release. Let me see if I can get a clarification on that, Joe, and be listening next week.
Oh, okay, cool.
How's that sound?
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right.
I'm at the Tasker right now. I'm going to try and put some stripers.
Well, there you go. Well, good luck. I hope you get a good one.
All right. Thanks, Bubba.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bubba. Okay. The first day I ever fished in a Bassmasters Classic in 1989, I fished with Bobby Hamilton. First day I fished in practice, I fished with Charlie Reeves, who was a, Reeves, who was a champion, who had won it. And that was a practice day. And then I fished with Bobby Hamilton in the actual Bassmasters Classic in 89 on the James River in Virginia. And Bobby's nickname was Bubba. And at that time, the bass anglers were trying to elevate their position in society. They wanted to be held in such regard as NASCAR drivers and professional golfers. And the term Bubba was frowned upon. Now, I believe Bobby Hamilton was from Mississippi. I'm sure Bubba was a common name in the South. And I'm not sure what it means. I think it means brother. Doesn't Bubba mean brother? Or is it just a slang term like, you know, hoss or dude or something like that? I don't know. But a comment was made that, you know, Bobby, you probably shouldn't call him Bubba in front of the press. I don't know. You tell me. Is that a derogatory term? 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I know they used to call Bill Clinton Bubba. Maybe they still do. And that's Arkansas. That's far away from Mississippi. Kinda. But then that movie came out. What was that called? Forrest Gump? And you got the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Everybody was happy with that. Or seemed to be. I mean, you can still get a Bubba Shrimp hat. I think there's still Bubba Gump apparel available because of that movie. Boy, it's a quiet day, isn't it, Brian? I haven't stirred the passions of anybody today yet. I haven't gotten anybody jacked up. And there's the music. It's amazing we made it through the first hour, isn't it? But that comes from being a talented show host and able to fill the gaps with, you know, stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for joining our first hour, as exciting as it was. Nobody ticked me off. I didn't get into this discussion with anybody. Darn it. Yeah, we'll see what happens the next hour. I never know from 1 minute to the next here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Send me an email, Ellis at Ellis.